This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Top diplomats said Sunday further progress has been made at talks between Iran and global powers to try to negotiate and restore a landmark 2015 agreement to contain Iranian nuclear development. They say it's now up to governments involved in the negotiations to make political decisions. It was the first official meeting since Iran's hardline judiciary chief won a landslide victory in the country's presidential election last week. Some diplomats are expressing concern that Iran's election of Ebrahim Raisi as president could complicate a possible return to the agreement. The U.S. does not have a representative at the table in Vienna. However, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal under terms that would broadly see the United States scale back sanctions and Iran return to its 2015 nuclear commitments. Then U.S. President Donald Trump pulled Washington out of the deal unilaterally in 2018. Myanmar's junta leader has flown out of the country to attend a conference in Moscow, state media reported on Sunday, his second trip abroad since seizing power in February. Senior General Min Aung Hlaing will attend the Moscow Conference on International Security, scheduled to be held Tuesday through Thursday, according to Myanmar military-controlled television network MRTV. Since taking power, he has traveled abroad only to attend a regional summit hosted by Indonesia in April. The army overthrew a civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi after her administration dismissed allegations of fraud over her party's landslide election victory in November. International monitors have said the vote was fair. The United Nations General Assembly on Friday called for a halt to flow of arms to Myanmar. This is VOA News.